Jehoshaphat makes a mistake. Neither ruler felt inclined to heed the warning. Ahab had marked out his course and was determined to follow it. Jehoshaphat had given his word, "We will be with thee in the war," and after making such a promise he was reluctant to withdraw his forces. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah went up to Ramoth-Gilead. During the battle that followed, Ahab was shot by an arrow and died. From this disastrous battle Jehoshaphat returned to Jerusalem. The prophet Jehu met him with the reproof, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly, and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord. Nevertheless there are good things found in thee, in that thou hast taken away the groves out of the land, and hast prepared thine heart to seek God." Jehoshaphat's later years were largely spent in strengthening the national and spiritual defenses of Judah. He went out again through the people from Beersheba to Mount Ephraim, and brought them back unto the Lord God of their fathers. One important step taken by the king was the establishment of efficient courts of justice. He set judges in the land, and in the charge given them he urged, "Take heed what ye do, for ye judge not for man, but for the Lord, who is with you in the judgment. With the Lord our God, there is no respect of persons, nor taking of gifts." The king exhorted the judges of the court of appeal at Jerusalem to be faithful. "Amariah the chief priest is over you in all matters of the Lord. The Levites shall be officers before you. Deal courageously, and the Lord shall be with the good." In safeguarding the rights and liberties of his subjects, Jehoshaphat emphasized the consideration that every member of the human family receives from God, who rules over all. Those who are appointed to act as judges under him are to defend the poor and fatherless, and do justice to the afflicted and needy.